This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Vladimir Putin has secured an unprecedented fifth term as president of Russia. The election commission announced the results of a vote in which he faced no serious challenges and which happened amid the strictest crackdown on opposition and free speech since Soviet times. Meanwhile, politicians across Europe rejected the vote as a sham and condemned Russia's efforts to stage elections in occupied parts of Ukraine that it claims as its own territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll dispatch officials to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration to discuss a potential offensive in Rafah. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The agreement came during the first phone call in more than a month between Netanyahu and President Biden, who is urging Israel not to attack the southern Gaza town where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. Biden National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the leaders have aired their views.
And now we really need to get down to brass tacks
and discuss the way forward. Sullivan says the president told Netanyahu they share the goal of beating Hamas.
But a major ground operation there would be a mistake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli forces released footage showing what they say is the raid of Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital on Monday and the discovery of funds and weapons in hospital rooms. In the night footage, Israeli soldiers can be seen firing their weapons and moving as a unit. The Israeli army said 20 gunmen were eliminated during the raid at Al-Shifa Hospital. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry has said the Israeli raid led to multiple casualties. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This